The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. How would you like to live in a world that had never been weakened or that had never been flooded the earth over or that had never been cursed in any way? Now, you may think such a world could never exist and will never exist. You would have good reason to feel that way because we have never seen such a world. But that world did exist way back when, and that time was before Lucifer, the archangel, the one that became Satan the devil, began to plot how he could take over the throne of God and the power of God and knock God off of the throne. That world will exist again. And it's just around the corner. Lucifer began to persuade many of the angels to follow him, get on his side to fight a war with God, and take all control away from God. Yes, to take the throne of God by force. He wanted to become the God of the universe. He still wants that today. He finally persuaded one-third of the angels to follow him. He no doubt told them that he and they, by pooling their power, could take over the universe and be the rulers of everything that God had created. There was war between Lucifer, his angels, and God, and the angels that remained loyal and faithful to God. Who do you think won? Much is spoken of that war in the pages of your Bible. Notice what Christ said in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 18. He had this to say, "And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Now in that war, Lucifer, now that had become Satan, was kicked out of heaven. In John 12, verse 31, it says this, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out." So Christ said that he saw Lucifer kicked out of heaven, fall like lightning from heaven when that war was underway, the first time that Lucifer tried to take over the throne of God. And he said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out." And that time will come. The ruler of that world was cast out of heaven, but he is still the ruler of this earth. He's still the God of this earth. God didn't take that away from him, but he will when Christ returns. Christ had just mentioned in verse 27, he said this, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour." He had just said that he had come to die. He was troubled at the thought of realizing the time was fast approaching to suffer that terrible, agonizing death for the sins of the world. Now, he willingly died for the world because Christ and God the Father have so much love for mankind. And in his life as a human being and in his death as a human being, he qualified to be the ruler of the earth, who has been ruler over man for these 6,000 years. So he said in John 12, verse 31, "The ruler of this world will be cast down, and that will happen when Christ returns." He was cast out of heaven millions and perhaps billions of years ago when Christ said he saw Lucifer fall like lightning from heaven. You can read of the time that he's going to be cast down in Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1 of Revelation chapter 20, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nation no more till 1,000 years were expired. But after these things, he must be released for a little while." Think of that, my friends. Christ is going to take Satan, send his angel with that great chain in his hand, bind Satan and his demons, cast them in that bottomless pit, set a seal on them so they can't get out and persuade and deceive and decoy anyone to follow him for 1,000 years. Then there's going to be peace and joy and health and happiness. Jesus Christ is going to establish the throne of God on this earth, and he is going to rule this earth for 1,000 years. Satan and his demons have caused all the suffering of this earth. They are responsible for all the evils that man has lived in and with and have taken part in. Man has chosen to follow a counterfeit god, Satan the devil. He is the false counterfeit god and ruler of this earth that began in the Garden of Eden very shortly after Adam and Eve were created. Eve was deceived by the serpent, which was the devil in disguise, and Adam gladly followed Eve in obeying the devil. So the weakening of mankind and of all that he had done began in the Garden of Eden, the first home of the first family. Their marriage was weakened. Their family was weakened. Their relationship with their Creator, true God, was weakened. Nothing has been as strong and binding as it should have been. Friendship were weakened. Deception, which led to a willing mind and attitude to disobey the true God and began obeying a false God, so weakened the world by iniquity, cutting mankind off from the true Creator God, from living by the word and the laws which God gave man to live by to ensure strong ties to God and strong ties in marriages and families and between nations, neighbors, employer, employee, government and the populace, business and the consumer, you name it. But most people in this earth doesn't know much or anything about the way of God. But all know what suffering is. We all wish it could be better. We all wish that it could be a better world to live in, but we don't seem to understand what has made the world as we find it. Many people think religion is only for the weak. They seem to think they are strong, and they don't need God or any help from God. Well, I can tell them they are among the naive that doesn't understand it is God that gave them life and with his food, water, and air sustains their life. They don't understand that all good gifts come down from God. Notice what it says in James 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variation or shadow of turning. Life is a gift. Their worldly possessions, including their health, is a gift from God. My friends, pure religion is for everyone. Pure, true religion is what makes an individual, a nation, a world strong. Those that think they don't need God and his religion just are too weak to live the way God has commanded them to live. Now, false pagan and satanic religion is what has weakened everyone the world over. Obeying Satan is what has weakened all nations. This world is weak physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally. We have lived in denial of the truth, and we still are. And by doing so, we have brought many evils on us that we can't solve. And we're so weakened in character from living in denial of God's word. But we can still talk, point fingers, accuse, make accusations, make promises, and things still get worse. There's no safe place on earth to live or to visit anymore. Those that say it's only the weak that need God and pure religion, I would ask them, how many divorces have you gone through? How many problems have your kids caused you? And are you happy and contented? Do you have any fears, worries, and frustrations? Can you produce the air that you breathe that keep you alive? Those which think they are so strong they don't need religion or God in their life will have an attitude adjustment before it's over, even if it isn't until the second resurrection. There are many who think there is no true Creator God that created all things, and they claim to be the highly educated of the world. I wouldn't think anyone is too smart, too educated, too wise that doesn't know how the universe and all that we know of got here, that know how they got here, and that know who keeps them alive. Well, are we weakened even in education? This world has watered down or kicked completely out just about everything that's true and just, and that's from God. Well, there is coming an attitude adjustment for all, which have turned their back on their Maker. There's only two ways of life, God's way and Satan's way. God's way produces blessings. Satan's way produces curses. Which one, my friend, do you think that we are under, blessings or curses? You don't have to be too smart to figure that out, do you? It's not too difficult to see which way we are traveling, and the wrong way has weakened the whole world. but we don't understand that. We claim to be enlightened and highly educated, and yet we have ignored the foundation of knowledge, God's Word. Think about that, my friends. We claim to be enlightened and highly educated, and yet we have ignored the foundation of knowledge, God's Word. The foundation, God's Word, which everything that we should have done and should be doing be based from that springboard of God's Word, the foundation of knowledge. Who does God say has weakened this world? God tells us who weakened the nations in very plain language. Notice this in the 14th chapter of Isaiah, verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. God is talking about Satan, the devil, and his demons. That they were cut down, they were fallen from heaven, as Christ said that he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Satan has weakened the nations with his counterfeit false religion. Satan is the counterfeit God of this earth, and he began a counterfeit religion in the Garden of Eden. And he has deceived mankind into following him. He has taken mankind away from the Word of God and has so weakened the nations. Lucifer was one of the three archangels. He became Satan the devil by changing his mind, attitude, and his character from being perfect and serving God, his creator, to doing all he could to destroy God and his way. He tried to knock God off his throne as ruler of the entire universe and exalt himself in the place of God. That was his aim at the time that Christ spoke of in Luke chapter 12, which we just quoted, that he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Now, in the beginning of his iniquity, he began to persuade the angels to join him. They all became demons, and Lucifer became Satan the devil. They created all that on their own. God had nothing to do with that. He only allowed it to happen. I want you to notice an end-time prophecy for our day now that we're living in this same chapter of Isaiah 14, and it is mainly speaking to the house of Israel, which includes America and the British people, the two sons of Joseph. In Isaiah 14, verse 1, it says this, "For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will still choose Israel and settle them in their own land. The strangers will be joined with them, and they will cling to the house of Jacob." I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program in Isaiah chapter 14, and we'll go right on with who has caused the weakening of the nations, my friends. We have a couple of booklets for you that you should read, which will help you to understand the topic that I'm talking about here today. We're offering two booklets today free of charge. No strings attached, no obligation on your part. We don't give your name, your address, your email, or your phone number out to anyone. We don't ask you for money. We don't ask you to support this work. You won't hear from us again unless you request it. We're only here to serve and publish the truth. Those two booklets are Seed of Satan, number one, Seed of Satan. You need to read that booklet, my friend. And booklet number two, What is the Real Gospel Truth? You need to understand that as well. That is so important to you to understand this topic. What is the Real Gospel Truth and the Seed of Satan? Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or order online www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.